Time for the Crime Report, sponsored by the Crime Stoppers. That's right, Suffolk County, 1-800-220-TIPS, 220-8477. All calls kept anonymous. Monetary rewards have issued up to $5,000. That's for information that will lead to an arrest. Joe Jacklone, retired sergeant of the NYPD. He's a former commanding officer of the Bronx Cold Case Squad. Current adjunct professor, by the way, John Jay College, and an author of the bestseller, third edition, Criminal Investigative Function, a guide for new investigators. Let's not forget, highly decorated member in his day of the NYPD, including the formidable Department Medal of Valor. And we welcome the Sarge. You know, Sarge, I was thinking about you because of that back. Everybody has been inquiring regarding you. So give us a quick update. What's happening with you, my friend? And good morning.
Well, yesterday. Good morning. Yeah, well, yesterday I had my first shot. They gave me like an epidural tennis shot to try to numb up the nerve. I am feeling better this morning, so I'm moving around a little better. So thanks for everybody for the well wishes. I appreciate it.
My goodness. Everybody wants to know how the Sarge is doing. Man, I tell you, that is a tough one. Been through that and nothing worse. So we only hope for more progress, my friend. We'll talk to you over the weekend on that one. All right, let's get to some things, Joe, because, you know, a shooting in Philadelphia. One of those things where, you know, the cops were there. The man came out with a knife. He's had some issues as far as his mental situations are concerned. His faculties called there a few times, actually, as well, earlier upon in that day. And in essence, it did not turn out well. Thus, you have complete unrest, upheaval in what is now the opposite of being the city of brotherly love. Joe, give me your take on things, the way it went down.
Well, they had two radio runs to the house earlier that day, and now they're saying that there's been a total of 31 radio runs to that house. So, you know, listen, there is an epic failure here, and it's not always the police fault. How and what the mental health facilities have done, what has the government done, what has the family done to try to get this man some help? I mean, 31 calls for service for pretty much the same thing is really a red flag. Now, the two cops that showed up that came to the second or third call that day, you know, did not have any background, which they need to fix. So if there's been a situation where somebody's there's been multiple 911 calls for house, that should be reported to the cops that are going there. This way it keeps them a little prepared, and maybe a supervisor should be dispatched immediately upon that. But, you know, what alternatives did the police have to do? They were trying a tactical retreat. They were running backwards, and the guy was running at him with a knife. I mean, it got to a point where the only course of action was deadly physical force. And I kind of, I don't understand the reaction, you know, based on that. It seems as if no matter what happens with the police, there's people just going to riot. It's just absolutely outrageous that that's the alternative to an open dialogue and sometimes even common sense when you watch the body cam video. I mean, what do you expect? But, you know, the politicians, I hate really talking about politics, but both Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders came out and said the word murder. I mean, enough of that nonsense and stop with the pandering for votes. It's just absolutely disgraceful because it had nothing to do with murder. And what do you want the cops to do? Seriously.
Despicable. Really despicable, Biden. And what can you say? You know, pouncing on a political situation, that's what they're doing. It's disgraceful. Two things, Joe. Well, a couple of observations. One, you know, no backup. Breonna Taylor there down in Kentucky. Where's that? I think of all the times cops were summoned to the Wallace residence. I think of Nicholas Cruz in Florida. You know, the Parkland shooting. How many times did the cops go to his house? 39 times. You know, when does the flag become reality? As far as the interception is concerned, doing something about it. Okay, number two, number three, you know, people were saying where they didn't have tasers. You know why they didn't? They probably couldn't fund it properly. You know, everybody who wants to defund the cops, look what happens here. Okay, now they have to somehow get tasers to everybody. Okay, this is what happens when you cut resources out of police departments and everything else. Listen, it was a terrible incident the way it ended. But people must understand that there is a backstory to all of this stuff, okay? A backstory. And the thing that really gets me, all the looting and everything else going on there, looting took place 10 miles plus in cases beyond where this was, okay, Joe? And also, people have to realize the fact that a lot of these stores that were looted and ransacked of minority ownership here, unbelievable. It's not about this. It's about opportunity for the thuggery to take place in all of these cities. That's what it is. Has nothing to do with the cause of why and what you're fighting for. It's an opportunity to get entrance into mayhem and havoc, Joseph.
I guess, yeah, nothing creates justice like, looting big screen TVs and putting them on the top of your roof of your car and driving out of the parking lot like a lunatic. I don't know if you saw some of those things where they were actually attacking each other to try to steal the TV back from somebody who's already stole the TV. So, they need to bring out the politicians on the carpet on this and not the police. And I can tell you right now, Jay, a situation where somebody is running at you with a knife, a taser isn't the option to do, because first of all, you have to have a perfect hit. Both of the tasers have to go into the body in order for it to work. And even then, we've seen tasers fail time and time again. I don't know about you, Jay, but I wouldn't want to have my life in the hands of a taser of somebody who is charging at me with a knife, because if I miss, I'm getting stabbed. It's as simple as that. And those are the kind of options that you don't have. And they, like I said, if you watch the body cam video, they try to run away from this guy, and it was just to a point where the tactical retreat didn't work. And I know people are talking about, well, why didn't they de-escalate this situation? First of all, you have somebody who is this mentally unstable that has caused the police to respond 31 times. Not everybody is going to respond to commands if they are mentally ill. It's as simple as that. So, and the parents, the family can't control this guy. Apparently, the medical staff has never really controlled this guy. What do? They give him a couple of pills and send him home after a day or so. That is the problem that needs to be fixed. Not the fact that the police had to use deadly physical force. Listen, does anybody want to see the cops do that? Absolutely not. But we have to look at this objectively, and we have to look at this with common sense and just, shake your head and say, what other outcome do you think was going to happen at this point?
And I bring up the tasers, Joe, because they didn't have the officers involved. They didn't have tasers on. They didn't have it because they've had their resources slashed. That's what's happening. It's a reality now. It's across the country. This is what happens when you want to defund cops and slice resources and everything else, putting dollars elsewhere. This is what happens when you don't have the proper paraphernalia as an enforcement individual to go out there and do your job. Listen, they never wake up saying, how many people am I going to kill? How many lives am I going to save possibly today? Walter Wallace's life was to be saved until he came at them with a knife. And listen, until you're in that situation, nobody has any idea but the man I'm talking to, because he's lived and breathed it for 2+ decades. Okay? Cold case squad in the Bronx. Does it get tougher than that? The man I'm talking to will tell you right then and there. You've seen it all. Go ahead.
And the other thing that needs to be addressed, too, on this is everyone said, that's why we have to have mental health people to go there. Okay, so if there was a mental health person there with the cops, where do you think they'd be standing during this whole event? You know what they'd be standing? They either would have been running down the block or standing right behind the cop as they were hanging up on that thing. So, listen, mental health people, I think, are a good idea to break into some of these things. But once a weapon is involved, the discussion is over at that point.
Right, 100%, Joe. The fact of the matter is that we can't pass judgment on things until we know the deal, okay? And that's why, with this bail stuff, bail's a very hot topic right now with this upcoming election. If you voted the law in, if you think you fix it with a tweak here and a tweak there, think again, think again. Because guys like Walter Wallace are out on the street, okay? The reason why you incarcerate guys like Walter Wallace is so that they can get the rehabilitation they need from a mental standpoint. They don't get that when they're out on the street, okay? This is the biggest thing that I think gets swept under the rug. You know, people talk about, it's too much money, get him out, there's no reason to incarcerate. Well, what about the help they need? They're not getting the services out in the street. They're not. Something to think about, you know? It's unbelievable.
Well, and also, too, like, so for instance, something happened like this, let's say it's Suffolk or Nassau County, and somebody needed this kind of mental health, intervention. What hospital would we be sending them to for a long care facility? I'd like to know where it is. They don't exist anymore. You know what? We triage people who have mental health. We put a Band-Aid on it. We give them a couple of pills or some medication, and we send them home. And we hope that they take the pills when they're there. And generally, I couldn't tell you how many times, 100, 200, 300 times, I couldn't tell you how many times they responded to a house where the individual was no longer taking their medication and they were acting irrationally. And it's as simple as that. So, you know, unless we're putting a mental health facility and sending them home with each individual or a nurse for each individual to make sure that they take their pills and required, regimen, whatever they're supposed to be doing, we're going to have this type of situation in perpetuity, okay? It's not the cop's fault. We need to bring back mental health facilities. We need to bring back the doctors and the nurses that used to work in these things. You know, over the last 40 or 50 years, we've closed so many in New York State, you know, Creedmoor, Meadowbrook, they're all gone. That's the problem, Jay.
And it's just a disgrace when politicians jump on this thing, hoping to gain a couple of points as we close in on a big election. It's unbelievable, really. It's despicable. Despicable. Joe Jackalone with a crime report. All right, Joe, tough story. Let's move on. This part attorney with a plea of guilty. Stole government funds, acknowledging he pocketed more than $900,000 owed to a former cop, NYPD, from Kings Park. Sickened to ground zero. Does it get any more despicable than Gustavo Villa of Yorktown Heights, Westchester? Admitted in court, he stole about 90% of the payout, over $1 million, from the 9/11 victim compensation fund that authorities said was owed to John Ferrier. Unbelievable. Sentencing February 5th, and I hope he gets every bit of the 10 years behind bars. I don't think he will, but, man, that's a tough story.
Yeah, there's a special ring on Dante's Inferno for that guy. I mean, geez. But we've seen this over and over again. Those are the most vulnerable, the sick, the elderly, senior citizens. I mean, these are the people that are being ravaged by people like this. And we're starting to see a trend here, Jay, too. We're seeing a lot of the attorneys that are involved in some of these things. More and more attorneys. I mean, yeah, we saw the lady from the church that was stealing. Yes, but still, the attorneys seem to be with those escrow accounts and everything else. We need to start examining that and how that goes, because this is just an awful situation that you let somebody who was sick and dying and you let them, you know, basically without any of the money that they required, that they could keep them alive.
Yeah, it's just tough. And as a guy like this Villa looking himself in the mirror, I tell you, it gets worse and worse. The actions of people sometimes, it's just it's unbelievable. It really is. When you report this stuff as we do, and you know, does anything surprise you? No, it's like one thing usurps the next thing. You know, but this is as bad as it gets. You know, taking money, a compensation fund for people who risk their lives, were sick, dying, and this bum takes the funds. Unbelievable. All right, let's move on. I'm getting sick. Former chief of facilities for the Hempstead School District. 3 years probation, Joe. Kickback scheme. He allowed a contact to use his district's credit card to fraudulently buy building supplies. You know, guys like this as well, this Timothy Gregg, who, by the way, the district judge, Joanna Siebert, had some leniency toward because of the circumstances of his life at the time of the crime. Nice of her to do so, but, man, I'll tell you, what do you think? You're not going to get caught in doing this, Timothy Gregg? I mean, another crazy story here, Joseph.
Well, that's, you know, leaving financial transactions behind that are easily to be found, right? Follow the trail of money. It's not that difficult. But, yeah, once again, the Hempstead town officials, I mean, geez, I think they had the list of some of the stories that we're doing over here about, you know, fraud and the like, and people who have been arrested, politicians, corruption. I mean, my God.
Yeah. Congratulations to Juanita Holmes. Joe becomes chief of patrols, takes over Fausto Pichardo, who left after 11 months on the job. She's so qualified. She'll become the first black woman to become chief of patrols in the NYPD, overseeing about 20,000 cops. The only problem for the new chief of patrols, Juanita Holmes, is your boss, I hope, does not drive you away, that being de Blasio. We know why Pichardo left. It's just a tough one, but I give her credit for taking the job, you know?
Well, yeah, anybody who takes that job knows exactly what they're getting involved with. And at this point, it's just a stamp to your resume and a saying that you were the chief of patrol of the New York City Police Department, in hopes that down the road people don't understand the consequences of your actions by taking this job and working for a person like Bill de Blasio. It's as simple as that. I mean, this guy has laid waste to more good members of New York City's payroll than anybody I can remember in recent memory. And it's just not the police department that we've had, you know, that just been people just leaving in droves. So, you know, I wish her the best. I just don't have much hope for the future for the way things are going under this administration.
All right, let's streamline a couple. I agree with you. A couple of cases here. The New York City police officer accused of killing his 8-year-old son, Joe, Thomas Valva, is officially off the NYPD. He's been suspended, and now I guess he put in his official resignation. Is that it? You know, listen, it was just a formality as far as I'm concerned. This is the guy who put his 8-year-old in the garage. 19 degrees that night in January. Kid died. Disgrace, beyond disgrace, with his actions. The girlfriend as well, Angela Polina. You know, listen, what can you say about this case? But this Michael Valva off the force, Joseph.
Yeah, they let him resign before they fired him. That's basically the way it reads. You know, I don't think this guy has a legal leg to stand on about, you know, what's going to happen next. And I think the court of public opinion, which is always worse than any court you're going to have, is something he'll have to face too. And, you know, he's got a lot of answering to do, and it's just, one of the most heinous cases that we've talked about. And if people don't remember that, it's, you know, I left him in the cold garage and the poor kid was urinating on himself and everything else for, you know, for God knows how long. So, well, you know, we're going to have a trial, and we're going to have, you know, see exactly what transpires here. And I'm probably we're going to hear more atrocities in the trial than we even imagine that we even know.
Residents on the island accused of participating in a drug ring. They sold everything from heroin to cocaine, oxycodone, marijuana, arrested, indicted. Good job by all. A lot of task force investigations here, and five of these guys are members of the Blood Street Gang. Another is, well, the Latin Kings, who did a good job by all here in corralling here.
Yep, absolutely. They're still doing their job back there. We're not really hearing about the heroin numbers, so I'm kind of interested in seeing where we're headed with that on Long Island.
Remember Keith Raniere? They got, boy, I tell you, the whole thing way back. Apparently, you know, 120 years, is that what he got? The Keith Raniere, the infamous Keith Raniere from way back. Remember that whole deal, huh?
Yeah, I guess they wanted to make sure that they got him for, you know, a second life if, you know, if there's such a thing as life after death. It's a pretty stiff sentence.
Indeed. Joe, that's all I got. Some of the bigger ones, man, I'll tell you, crazy week. Sir, you feel better.
Thank
on the mend, I hope, and I'll speak to you over the weekend.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Sarge. The crime report, ladies and gentlemen, Suffolk County Crime Stoppers, 1-800-220-TIPS. All calls kept confidential.